The First Heroes by Craig Nelson. The book is subtitled The Extraordinary Story of the Doolittle Raid, America's First World War II Victory. This book is read by Raymond Todd. For Mrs. Arlene B. Tommy Nelson, Sergeant William D. Bill Nelson, and Lieutenant Colonel M. Thomas Tom Nelson. Off we go into the wild blue. History runs away. On October 14, 2000, I received a letter from an 82-year-old man with the most distinctive handwriting I'd ever seen. Each stroke a carved and italic spider line, looked as though it had been painfully chiseled into the page. The writer explained that, as a rural farm boy, I augmented my modest allowance by operating a trap line before catching the school bus. In skinning my catch, i.e. badgers, coyotes, and skunk, I froze my fingers. Now, as an octogenarian, I'm paying for it with non-operative finger joints. The letter was from Harry McCool, the navigator of Plane 4 in the covert operation that became the first U.S. victory of World War II. Harry wrote me in answer to a questionnaire I had sent to every surviving member of his mission almost 60 years after it had taken place. I'd become convinced that their astounding story was one of the greatest moments in American history, a story that, until earlier that year, I'd never heard. In World War II, my father served with the Army Air Forces in New Guinea, while my mother was an air traffic controller in Atlanta. Later, one of my uncles would become a career Air Force navigator. They filled my childhood with stories of daring raids, secret missions,